In a formal response to both complaints, Horn said there's no basis to the charges by Sarah Beatty. He wants Secretary of State Ken Bennett and the Citizens Clean Elections Commission, which have concurrent authority over campaign finance laws, to dismiss her complaint as groundless. Horn, in his 11-page statement, said it's obvious on its face that Beatty's claim the campaign was run out of his state office is false. He wrote, quote, "If that were true, there would be no reason for the numerous off-site meetings confirmed by an independent witness." Horn would not comment beyond his written statement, but attorney Tom Ryan, who represents Beatty, said that Horn's denials do not hold up.
Does he respond to all of the data and metadata that's in there? No. He wants to engage in an attack and distract strategy, and the idea is attack Sarah Beatty and distract from the real story. Tom Horn doesn't have a headquarters. Tom Horn is campaigning from the attorney general's office.
It will now be up to the two state agencies to review the complaint and Horn's response to decide if there's enough evidence to proceed with an investigation. If Horn is found to have broken the law, he can be fined as well as ordered to refund the amount of state money improperly spent. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.